January 2nd, 2020, organizational meeting at 6 o'clock p.m.
Board, town board for 2020. And before we start the organizational meeting, if anybody would like to come up, take pictures with any of the candidates before you leave, you're welcome to do so now. If not, you can stick around and listen to us transact town business or go your merry way, whichever you'd like to do. Want a picture?
Sure.
All right, you all set? Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the organizational meeting for the Town of Monroe, Monroe Town Board. It's January 2nd, 2020. And before we begin, I'd like to welcome our new colleague, Council Member Donahue, and returning Council Member LeClaire. So we're pleased to have you on board with us.
We're pleased to
have you. Thank you. So the first thing we'll do is we'll do resolution number one, which is setting the 2020 salaries for elected officials. And I'll have the clerk read through a couple at a time. If somebody wants a separate vote on a group of resolutions, just make that known and we will do that. So I would like to take the first two resolutions in order.
Okay.
And I'll ask the clerk to read them.
Number one, resolution setting 2020 salaries for elected officials. Supervisor, $48,305. Council people each, $12,360. Town justice each, $28,589. Town clerk, $46,153. Highway superintendent, $59,644. Resolution number two, resolution setting the following respective annual salaries or hourly rate as approved in the 2020 budget, except as otherwise provided under town law, civil service law, or other applicable law, rule, or agreement. Leanne McCabe, receiver of taxes and assessments, $8,981. Records management officer, and half of registrar of vital statistics, half of birth and death certificate filing fees in accordance with New York State Public Health Law, Section 41733, $1,067. Leah Cronin, assessor, FLSA, Fair Labor Standards Act exempt, $65,000. Riley McQuiggan, senior assessment clerk, full-time, $40,000. Arthur Gadway, crossing guard, part-time, $12.85 per hour. John Hayes, crossing guard, part-time, $12.85 per hour. John Helwig, crossing guard, part-time, $12.85 per hour. Adeline Rivers, substitute crossing guard, as needed, $12 per hour. Matthew Drymiller, building inspector, code enforcement officer, $55,724. Kathy Perez, building inspector's clerk, $37,080. Peter Goslaw, code enforcement officer, part-time, $20.25 per hour. Theodore Mansour, laborer cleaner, part-time, $15.61 per hour. Art Gadway, cleaner, part-time, $13.91 per hour. Michael Hastings, laborer, part-time, $13.58 per hour. Charles E. Madison, laborer, part-time, $13.31 per hour. Jeffrey Stevens, laborer, part-time, $13.31 per hour. Mary Valancourt, transfer station clerk, part-time, $12.85 per hour. Elizabeth Hall, transfer station clerk, part-time, $12.85 per hour. Stephen Rice, transfer station laborer, clerk, part-time, $12.85 per hour. Linda Hart, transfer station laborer, clerk, part-time, $12.61 per hour. Marcia Morehouse, transfer station laborer, clerk, part-time, $12.36 per hour. John McDermott, transfer station laborer, clerk, part-time, $12 per hour. Jeffrey Cruz, principal account clerk, typist, $52,000 per year. Rudolph Click, part-time account clerk, $15 per hour. Jamie Hickey, court clerk, full-time, $32,994. Jennifer Miller, court clerk, full-time, $34,848. Ron Belial, court clerk, part-time, $12.93 per hour. Katrina Robinson, court clerk, part-time, $12.36 per hour. Edward Scallo, court clerk, part-time, $12.61 per hour. Edward Scallo, court officer, $16.18 per hour. Tom Garrity, court officer, $16.18 per hour. Jesse Fish, water superintendent. This is broken down for Water District 1, $5,842. Water District 2, $11,435. District 3, $2,983. District 4, $13,051. District 5, $3,729. District 6, $15,786. And Sewer District 1, $9,322, for a total of $62,148. Christian Mechanic, Water Department Laborer, $20 per hour. Peter Olaszewski, Recreation Leader, full-time, $44,000. David Jones, Working Supervisor, $18.91 per hour. Bruce Sergi, Laborer, full-time, $16.57 per hour. James Davenport, Laborer, part-time, $13.94 per hour. David Gould, Laborer, full-time, seasonal, $13.11 per hour. Royce Pixley, Laborer, part-time, $13.64 per hour. Vincent French, Laborer, part-time, $12.36 per hour. James Linehan, Laborer, part-time, $12.61 per hour. Benjamin Sperry, Laborer, part-time, $12.61 per hour. Nathan Weeks, Laborer, part-time, $12.36 per hour. Kyle Holub, Laborer, part-time, $12.61 per hour. Maureen Lurkies, Clerk, Full-Time Highway Department, $14.68 per hour. Sean Dunbar, Laborer, part-time temporary on-call as needed, $12 per hour. Royce Gilligan, Laborer, part-time temporary on-call as needed, $12 per hour. John Johnson, Laborer, part-time temporary on-call as needed, $12 per hour. David Smith, Laborer, part-time temporary on-call as needed, $12 per hour.
Thank you, Leanne. So we will take resolutions 1 and 2 together, and we will look at it separately. So a motion to adopt the resolutions.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Before we call the roll, I will say that I'll be abstaining from the appointment of James Linehan as a laborer part-time at the rec department to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. All right, and so the next items are supervisors at will appointments. They don't require a resolution, but I'll read them into the record. Budget officer is Lisa Sperry. Budget officer, $2,575. Lisa Sperry, confidential secretary, assistant bookkeeper. Annual salary for 52 weeks is established at $44,000. And she's subject to the Fair Labor Standards Act exempt. Appointment of Kyle Noonan as deputy supervisor, unpaid. Robert Vittengale is chair of the Recreation Five-Year Master Plan Committee. Peter Olaszewski is the town representative for the Saratoga County Advisory Youth Board. Then the following at-will appointments for the town clerk include deputy town clerk and receiver of taxes, Tammy Daly, with an annual salary for 52 weeks of $36,440. Deputy Town Clerk and Receiver of Taxes, Jill Bennett, annual salary for 52 weeks of $31,228. Under the Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, Tammy Daly, with half of the birth and death certificates paid to register in accordance with New York State Public Health Law, Section 4173, Section 3. Then under Highway Superintendent's appointments, for the record, he has appointed Christopher Abrams as Deputy Highway Superintendent, and he shall be compensated for the CSCA contract. And that's it for the at-will appointments. So with that, I would like to read, how about read resolutions 3 through 11?
Sure. Number three, resolution setting non-employee compensation per annum of $1,000 for the local historian and requiring an annual report to be submitted prior to the request for a stipend. Number four, resolution setting stipend for planning board members at $50 per meeting for each attending member, including alternate members, and $60 per meeting for the chairperson. Number five, resolution setting stipend for planning board secretary at an amount not to exceed $75 per meeting. Number six, resolution setting stipend for zoning board of appeals members at $50 per meeting for each attending member, including alternate members, and $60 per meeting for the chairperson. Number seven, resolution authorizing any planning board and zoning board of appeals member who sits as an acting chair in the absence of the appointed chairperson shall receive the $60 chairperson stipend for that meeting. Number eight, resolution setting stipend for zoning board of appeals secretary at an amount not to exceed $75 per meeting. Number nine, resolution setting stipend for board of assessment review members at an amount not to exceed $70 per meeting. Number 10, resolution appointing Richard Noonan to the Board of Assessment Review for a term ending September 30th, 2024. Number 11, resolution authorizing the supervisor to sign the following contracts and make payment in the amounts and terms stated in the contracts. South Glens Falls Fire Company, Inc., Moreau Emergency Squad, Inc., Civic Center of Moreau, Inc., Saratoga County Animal Shelter, Saratoga County Youth Bureau, Saratoga County Office for the Aging Nutrition Agreement, City of Glens Falls Transportation Agreement, and Alicia Plowd Dog Control Services.
Thank you, Dan. Would somebody like to move those resolutions?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I would probably should abstain from number 10, which I think is my father.
Clearly noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Any opposed? Those resolutions are adopted. How about resolutions 12 through 16?
Number 12, resolution allowing the supervisor to extend a loan to the town clerk in the sum of $200 for 1 year for the purpose of making change in petty cash, and the receiver of taxes $250 for the purpose of making change. Number 13, resolution authorizing the town clerk the right to accept bingo and games of chance licenses and amendments and the authority to approve same. Number 14, resolution requiring all purchases $1,000 and over for all departments be made with properly approved purchase orders and not to be purchased without prior town board approval, and that all purchases that may exceed $500 be competitively priced with three quotes, preference given to local vendors, except highway purchases may be made without prior town board approval up to $2,000, subject to being competitively priced. Purchases over $2,000 would require three written quotes and a town-approved purchase order. Number 15, resolution designating Glens Falls National Bank and Trust as the depository for town monies. Number 16, resolution designating the Glens Falls Post-Star and the Chronicle as the official newspapers to be used for all legal advertising.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
You also approved the water department for $1,000, which isn't in there. Up to $1,000, the same way as you do the highway for two.
Right, we already have a separate resolution on that that's still in force in effect. Okay. So you're all set.
Okay.
I mean, we can roll it into the organization meeting, but it's, we don't have to.
Is it 2019? We took it in 2019 or something?
Yeah, but it didn't have sunset date on it. It was in the perpetuity until the board changes that. Okay. So we got first and second and any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next resolution establishes our policies for vacation leave, sick leave, personal leave, bereavement leave, and a couple of housekeeping items in relation to time cards, and establishes the holidays for the town, and ends with insurance benefits for qualifying town employees. So, take this to Lynn. Would you like to read that?
What if I say no? No.
If you want to take a break, I can step
in. No, I can read it. Just bear with me. Number 17, resolution setting forth the following employee policies for all full-time employees hired prior to 1107, not applicable to elected officials or those employees covered under CSEA contract, and defining full-time as any permanent employee working 20 hours per week or more on a regular continuing basis, and part-time as any permanent employee working less than 20 hours per week on a regular basis. Vacation leave. Full-time permanent employees will earn vacation leave upon completion of the employee's anniversary date of employment as follows. 1 to 5 years of service, 2 weeks vacation. 6 to 10 years of service, 3 weeks vacation. 11 to 19 years of service, 4 weeks vacation. 20 plus years of service, 5 weeks vacation. Full-time permanent employees hired on or after 1107 will earn vacation leave upon the completion of their anniversary date of employment as follows. 1st to 4th anniversary, 2 weeks vacation. 5th to 11th anniversary, 3 weeks vacation. 12th anniversary and beyond, 4 weeks vacation. Except those full-time permanent employees that work less than a standard work week shall be prorated. Unused accrued vacation time may be carried over annually up to 10 work days, not to exceed a maximum of 30 days accrued vacation, but unused vacation time will not be paid in cash. Vacation schedules shall be approved in advance by each department head. The department head will notify the town supervisor of all vacation schedules approved for all employees in their department. All department heads should request approval of their vacation schedule in advance by the town supervisor. Grandfathered part-time employees hired prior to January 5, 2005 will be eligible for the same vacation schedule, with week being the same as that employee's work week. Sick leave is leave with full pay for an employee's absence due to his or her illness or disability. Sick leave may be used by an employee due to the illness of his or her spouse, child, or parent, or the illness of any person residing with the employee. All employees after 6 months of continuous service shall be entitled to 1 day of paid sick leave for each month of service commencing from the first day of employment. Grandfathered part-time employees hired prior to January 1, 2005 will be eligible for sick leave, with week being the same as that employee's work week. Unused sick leave may be accumulated but cannot be paid in cash at any time. Any employees calling off sick shall notify their department head. The department head will in turn notify the supervisor. A department head calling off sick shall notify the town supervisor. After 5 working days of sick leave or 7 calendar days, the employee must apply for New York State disability insurance benefits, and his or her sick leave pay shall be reduced by the amount of disability benefits he or she receives. For each day of sick leave after the 5th working day or 7th calendar day, the employee shall be able to utilize their leave accruals and be paid their full salary by the town. The town will retain the employee's disability payment and credit the employee's leave accruals accordingly. Any non-union employee that retires from the town with an excess of 200 accumulated sick days will be eligible to receive a monthly credit of either $100 towards their co-payment of health insurance premiums or a $100 monthly cash payment as a health insurance buyout if they are not currently a member on the town's health insurance plans for every 20 days of accumulated sick leave in excess of the 200 accumulated days. Any employee out on disability shall not accumulate additional sick time and shall pay the percentage of health insurance copay established by town board resolution while on disability if they are not receiving town wages. Personal leave. Personal leave is leave with full pay to enable employees to attend to personal business, including religious observance. Such leave is intended to provide employees with time to conduct their necessary personal affairs, and it is not intended to be and shall not be used as additional vacation leave. All full-time permanent employees shall receive 4 personal days per year, prorated for new hires and grandfathered part-time. Hired prior to January 1, 2005, shall be entitled to 2 per year, which shall not carry over. Bereavement leave. Bereavement leave is leave with full pay for all full-time permanent employees for the purpose of attending the funeral or religious observance or for other such purpose relating to the death of a member of an employee's immediate family. Immediate family shall mean a spouse, child, child, spouse, sister, brother, parent, grandparent, grandchild, mother-in-law, or father-in-law of the employee, and shall also include any person residing with the employee. Such leave must be approved by the supervisor and should not extend more than 3 days. Employee leave records. All employees will be responsible for maintaining an accurate, ongoing accounting of his or her used and unused leave time on forms provided by the town. These forms shall be submitted with written approval of department heads to the supervisor's office biweekly. time cards. It shall be a violation of the town policy for any employee to stamp another employee's time card. Such violation may result in termination of the offending employee. Holidays. All permanent full-time employees shall be granted 12 paid holidays, with holiday being the same as the employee's work day, as follows. New Year's Day, President's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, day after Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day, Christmas Day, Good Friday. If a holiday falls on a Saturday, the day of observance shall be the previous Friday. If a holiday falls on a Sunday, the day of observance shall be the following Monday. Unused holidays may not be carried over. Employee benefits. All full-time, year-round, permanent employees and their eligible dependents will be entitled to receive the following benefits. New York State Employees Retirement Plan. Unused sick leave may be converted as additional service credit upon retirement. Number 2, New York State Disability Insurance. And number 3, Saratoga County Self-Insurance Plan, Workers' Compensation. Insurance benefits. All full-time, year-round, permanent employees and their eligible dependents shall be offered medical, prescription, optical, and dental insurance benefits pursuant to programs approved by the town board. An employee who declines such insurance shall be entitled to the health insurance buyout. All current non-union employees will be required to contribute 20% towards their health care expenses, and all former non-union employees who retired from the town on or after January 1, 2008 will be required to contribute 15% towards their health care expenses. All new full-time employees hired on or after January 1, 2019 will be required to contribute 25% towards their health care expenses. Those covered under the CSCA contract will be covered as per the contract. The above insurance benefits will also be extended to town supervisor, town clerk, and highway superintendent, and grandfathered part-time elected officials, except that eligibility for retirement health insurance benefit for elected officials shall only apply to the town supervisor, town clerk, and highway superintendent. Unless the town board designates a probationary waiting period at the time of hire, these benefits will become effective within a 30-day period after the day of employment.
Thank you, Leanne.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on Resolution 17? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Can you break, Leanne, a little bit?
Sure, if you'd like to take
it. All right. So we will look at Resolutions 18 through 23. How's that? Resolution 18, in relation to the town employee who was an active volunteer in the Rural Emergency Squad for the Southland Falls Volunteer Fire Company and a member responds to an emergency during the normal workday, shall be covered by policy on fire emergency calls as adopted by the town board on March 28, 2017. Resolution 19, authorizing the reimbursement to a town official and employee for use of his or her home personal vehicle for town business and setting the rate at the rate set by the Internal Revenue Service. However, town employees must receive prior town board approval for mileage reimbursement. In addition, all employees, elected and appointed officials, must receive town board approval prior to attending a conference or seminar if the expenses for the same are to be reimbursed by the town. Town and Rural Employee Conference Reimbursement Expense Worksheet and receipts must be submitted to the supervisor's office prior to the town board approval. Resolution 20, designating the supervisor as a representative from the town to attend the annual business session of the Association of Towns of the State of New York to be held in New York City on February 16th through the 19th, 2020, to cast the vote of the aforesaid town pursuant to Section 66 of Article 3 of the Constitution and bylaws of said association. In the absence of the supervisor, the deputy supervisor is designated to cast the vote for the town. And in the absence of the deputy supervisor, any designated member of the town board may cast the vote. Resolution 21, designating insurer for the term of our current policy as the insurance broker of record for commercial package policy and umbrella, including general liability, public officials liability, auto, fire, inland marine, and town officers and employees bonds currently in effect. Resolution 22, authorizing the town clerk expect all water and sewer rents and receive all applications and fees for taps in water districts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, as well as sewer district 1. Resolution 23, authorizing and accepting as the official undertaking the following bonds for town officers and employees. supervisor, deputy supervisor, town clerk, tax collector, deputy town clerk, tax collector, bookkeeper, and senior transfer station clerk, as well as two full-time court clerks, each at $140,000. All their elected and appointed officials and town employees shall be bonded for $90,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Motion is carried. Resolution, let's see, we'll take 24 through 30. Resolution 24, designating the regular monthly meetings of the town board to be set for the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month at 7 p.m. and the month-end meetings will be held at 6:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday of each month before the regular meeting of the town board, unless otherwise designated by town board resolution. Resolution 25, establishing the policy that minutes of the town board meetings be completed and made available for review by the town board within 2 weeks following the meeting, and all audio recordings of town board meetings be made available to the public via the town's website within 3 official work days. Resolution 26, requiring all department heads to submit a monthly report to the town board 3 days prior to its first regularly scheduled bi-monthly meeting outlining pertinent department activities, data, and issues the town board should be made aware of. Resolution 27, designating the town clerk as the official responsible for notifying the media of regular and special town board meetings in compliance with the New York State Open Meetings Law. Resolution 28, authorizing diesel, oil, gasoline for the highway department be purchased at state bid price or below, with A, Sprague Operating Resources LLC under state contract number PC68214 for diesel fuel for the 2020 budget year, B, Global Montello Group Corporation state contract number PC68456 for gasoline for the 2020 budget year, and C, Morton Salt Incorporated under county contract number 18-PWS-10R for rock salt for the 2020 budget year. Resolution 29, authorizing Southland Falls Fire Company, Civic Center of Monroe Incorporated, Southland Falls Central School, Saratoga EOC Head Start, Saratoga County Public Health Nurse, Recreation and Billing Departments, Transfer Station, Sewer Department, and Water Departments to purchase diesel and gasoline from the Town of Monroe Highway Department and be invoiced appropriately. And Resolution 30, authorizing the highway superintendent to hire temporary employees to help with snow and other operations as needed at $12 per hour.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The resolution is adopted. Motion on the resolution is adopted. We'll take resolutions 31 through 36. Resolution 31, authorizing the highway superintendent to negotiate with the superintendent of highways of any municipality within the county of Saratoga, Warren, or Washington to provide the reciprocal use of town-owned highway machinery, tools, or equipment upon such terms and conditions as agreed upon by the parties, including the town board. Resolution 32, authorizing the highway superintendent to attend the New York State Transportation and Federal Surplus Actions auctions and be authorized to purchase items for the highway department, pending approval of the town board for all items purchased costing $3,000 or more within monies budgeted for such purposes. Resolution 33, authorizing the expenditure of town highway funds in the amount of $1,218,205 for general repair and improvements of 84.32 miles of town highways, sluices, culverts, and bridges having a span less than 5 feet, and boardwalks or the renewals thereof and permanent improvement of town roads. No money set aside for such improvements shall be expended, nor shall any work be undertaken in such improvements until the highway superintendent and the town board approves the expenditures, specifications, and estimates for such construction. Resolution 34, authorizing supervisor to pay postage to refill postage meter, utility bills, state retirement leases, town board approved cash advances, and payments due on contracts prior to audit. Resolution 35, authorizing engaging the following firms for professional services subject to having filed a current ethics disclosure statement on file with the town per a 2020 rate schedule unless otherwise noted. They include PS Technical Services at $120 per hour, Barton & Judas, CT Mail Associates PC, LA Group, LaBerge Group, MH Professional Engineering PLLC, Bartlett Pontiff Stewart Rose per 2019 rates. You have a letter today indicating that they will keep the 2019 rates for 2020. Tavner Ryan and Tinnery LLP and Lewis and Greer PC. And Resolution 36 authorizes town officers or employees who collect town fees or other payments to impose a service charge on all return checks as per General Municipal Law Section 5-328.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
One. The $3,000 amount for number 32, resolution authorizing highway superintendent.
Yes.
Why is that $3,000 versus the $2,000 we've authorized him?
I think at the time, and I know we have highway superintendent here, but at the time, this was brought to a previous board's attention. I think that because of the timeliness of the auctions, you had to be able to commit a pretty quick rate. And you can explain a little bit in greater detail, Paul. So the town board at that time bumped it up to $3,000.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to offer anything on
it? You basically hit it on the head when you're at an auction, you know how fast they kind of go. And we get prior approval to spend up to, and that's basically gives us the option of picking something up that we couldn't pick up otherwise.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Opposed? Motion to adopt resolutions is approved. We will do resolutions 36 through 41. I'm sorry, 37 through 41. And I will note my recusal on resolution.
I'm not trying to interrupt, but I'm assuming that you're not reappointing me.
This is not a public comment.
I knew that. I didn't speak to John. Said
okay.
I saw him stand up and it looked like he was looking for attention.
Okay. I sent a letter saying that I'd like to be reappointed.
We will continue through the resolution. It's the town board's prerogative to fill expired terms on our planning and zoning board. And the recommendation by me is to fill that position with another individual. So continuing on with the resolutions, Resolution 37, appointing Ronald Zimmerman, Jr., Chairman of the Planning Board, which I will abstain from to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest. Resolution 38, appointing Alan Van Tassel to a 7-year term on the Planning Board. I am tabling Resolution 39 for the moment at the request of some board members. Resolution 40, conferring the benefits of Section 18 of the Public Officers Law upon the town's employees, as that term is defined in Sections 18, subsection 1B of the Public Officers Law, and to be held liable for the costs incurred under Section 18 of the Public Officers Law. Resolution 41, requiring the following to file an oath of office prior to the commencement of the new term of employment. They include the highway deputy town clerks, building inspector slash code enforcement officer, planning and zoning board members, court officers, and dog control officers. Second. Discussion.
Well, so with Reed, there's only the one position that's open on the planning board, is that it? Okay. I like to keep Alan around. There's no question on that. I wasn't aware that Reed would be not reappointed. I felt good discussions with Reed about different things that have been going on, and felt he's very knowledgeable on what's going on with the planning board. I think I got to stay on that one.
Any other discussion?
I agree with you said, but I also feel a comment to say also. I don't know if people apply again.
I did reapply. My position was up, I reapplied.
This is a discussion, thank you.
I understand that this disappointed that you didn't be courteous enough to give me a call.
Thank you, but I'm not taking any comments. This is the legislative session that we're moving forward. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And note that we have an abstention from Councilmember Hogan. Those resolutions are adopted. We'll take resolutions 42 through 55. Actually, we'll take them to the end, which is 56. Resolution 42, to pay an employee who serves on active jury duty his or her normal wages, with the understanding that if they only have to serve or on jury duty for a portion of the workday, that they will return to work subject to proof of service from the Commissioner of Jurors. Resolution 43, authorizing Saratoga County Animal Shelter to issue dog licenses on behalf of the Town of Moreau prior to the release of any impounded dog to a Town of Moreau resident pursuant to Article 7, New York State Agriculture and Markets Law. Resolution 44, setting a time limit of 5 minutes per person to speak during public hearings, with additional time allowed after all others have been heard. Resolution 45, setting a time limit of 3 minutes per person to speak during the privilege of the floor after recognition by a supervisor or presiding officer at a town board meeting and after first identifying his or her name and address. The nature of the conversation shall be for the purpose of legitimate town business. Resolution 46, authorizing payment of $16,000 to the Historical Society of Moreau and Southlands Falls. Resolution 47, authorizing the supervisor's office to accept block, faxed, scanned, and electronic signatures from vendors or vouchers for payment, including photocopied signatures. Resolution 48, terminating employee shall receive their final paycheck upon return of all town property in his or her possession. Resolution 49, that a town employee voluntarily terminates employment with the town within 2 years following the date of the completion of the training required in his or her work duties. The employee shall reimburse the town for the cost of the training incurred by the town as determined by the training reimbursement agreement signed by the employee. Resolution 50, that an elected appointed official or town employee shall be prohibited from accepting gifts in his or her official capacity with the town for the value that exceeds $15. Resolution 51, specifying that prospective town employee who fails to appear at a pre-employment physical shall be subject to a deduction of such costs associated with the exam from their compensation as a town employee. Resolution 52, that a salary town employee that is not a department head is requested to attend a town board meeting or workshop by a member of the town board or department head shall accrue compensation time equal to the duration of the time of the meeting. Such accrued time can only be used in the calendar year it is earned. Resolution 53, allowing any employee an excuse leave not to exceed 4 hours on an annual basis to undertake a screening for cancer. Resolution 54, prohibiting the use of all tobacco products and vaping in or on town-owned or operated property and vehicles to provide a safe and healthy work environment for all employees. Vaping includes the use of electronic nicotine delivering systems or electronic smoking devices such as e-cigarettes, e-pipes, e-hookahs, and e-cigars. Resolution 55, pursuant to Town Law Section 158, the Town Board of the Town of Moreau establishes the office of a peace officer and or special police officer who shall be appointed on a temporary basis from time to time as the Town Board determines the services are necessary with the compensation, uniform, and equipment purchased as the Town Board shall fix. And finally, Resolution 56, requiring all department heads to submit requests for a Town Board agenda by 12 p.m. of the Friday preceding the regularly scheduled board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? As always, resolutions are adopted. And we did not read the committee appointments, right, in the record? The at-will appointment for by the supervisor for the 2020 committee assignments are as follows. For buildings and grounds. Did you make a change on that?
I asked, but yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So that would be.
Yeah, so for buildings and grounds, I have appointed council members Hogan and Noonan. For cable TV committee, I've appointed council members Noonan and Donahue. For the cemetery committee, the appointments include council members Hogan and Donahue. For economic, small business, and technology development, council members LeClaire and Noonan. For highway department committee, council members Hogan and Donahue. Industrial Park members include Noonan and LeClaire. Insurance Committee include council members Hogan and Donahue. The Local Waterfront Revitalization Committee include council members LeClaire and Donahue. Personnel and Employee Compensation include town board members LeClaire and Noonan. Recreation Committee members include council members LeClaire and Hogan. Transfer Station slash Landfill Committee include council members Hogan and Donahue. Water 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 districts and Sewer 1 include council members Noonan and LeClaire. The Fire Company Liaison is council member Noonan. The Crandall Library Liaison is council member LeClaire. Monroe Community Center Liaisons include council members LeClaire and Donahue. Monroe Emergency Squad Liaison includes, or is council member Hogan. And finally, Zoning Liaison. Council members are Noonan and Hope. Do you need anything else, ma'am?
I do not. I need some signatures on forms, right. But I don't have anything else.
All right, so that's it for the organizational meeting, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? We are closed. Thank you for coming, everyone.